some great gigs upcoming in Ennistymon over the next few days or so. Two great musicians playing, Ger Wolf and Casey Black, I should stress, separately. But we're going to be talking to both of them at the same time in just a little bit, if you get catch my drift. But we're going to hear some music from the guys as well. Before we chat to them, let's hear a bit from Ger Wolf. Here's the Curragh Road.
In the summer we'll go walking way down to the river, down the Curragh Road. Past the blue sky we'll walk under, listen to the humming bees, and then we'll go.
Sound of the Curragh Road there by Ger Wolf. And Ger will be playing the Cheese Press in Ennistymon this coming Saturday. And it's a busy couple of days for the Cheese Press because the American musician Casey Black will be playing there on the Monday. And I'm delighted to say that both Ger and Casey are with me now. Gentlemen, a very good morning to you. Thanks for making time for us.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Great, Alan. Thanks. And nice to see you, Casey.
You too.
Whereabouts are both of you situated at the moment?
I'm in just near Dunmanway in West Cork, doing a bit of music in school there, Alan, and not as far away as Casey, I don't think.
Okay, you haven't arrived in the country yet, Casey, no?
No, I'm in a place called Vancouver, Washington, here in my basement. It's just over the river from Portland, Oregon. So it is a little early in the morning here.
Oh my God. Yeah, it really is. You're about, what, 7-8 hours behind?
Yeah, about that.
Okay. Well, we really appreciate you either stayed up late or else you just got up really early. But either way, we appreciate you doing that. Ger, we'll come to you first because you're up on the Saturday and you're touring your latest album, The Morning Star, your 9th album, no less. How do you keep coming up with the goods?
It's kind of a habit at this stage, I'd say, and then there's no escaping it. You know, it was that record we made just during the COVID lockdown and at home in the garden in the shed, and so it's a bit different to the other ones. It's not as well, it's produced, but it's not as a complex a thing, like. But you know, we keep writing away. I'm sure Casey's the same. It's kind of a compulsion to write songs. You know, if we were talking about some people we know in common, there, Niall Connolly and Mick as well, of course, and Mick Flannery. And I suppose it's a thing people do. We write songs, you know, and it's a big thing in my life anyways, you know, and I'm sure anybody who commits their life to trying to do gigs and making albums in whatever way that shape changes, like, you know, with technology, we're it's the same work at the end of the day. You sit down in front of a blank page and see what comes out.
Well, you pretty soon fill that blank page, given where you're at this stage. And Casey, Ger mentioned Niall Connolly, who is very familiar to you, as is Mick Flannery. You'll be playing with Mick on Monday at the Cheese Press. And was it Niall who you met in New York who kind of became, I suppose, a connection to, or maybe a conduit to coming over to Ireland and playing in Ireland? Or had you been here before meeting Niall in New York?
Niall Connolly is the reason for everything, it seems, for me. He is this musical juggernaut. I met him one night in New York. I went to see another band, and I was talking through the opening act until one of the opening act's lyrics arrested me, and I turned around, and it was Niall Connolly singing, and I stuck my hand out to meet him, and the fella sang at my wedding, and he was indeed the reason that I came to Ireland for the first time, something like 11 years ago. He introduced me to Mick. Mick Flannery was coming to Nashville, where I was living at the time, and said, "You two should meet."
And you're doing a full tour over here, and is Mick on all the dates on the tour? I know he's playing Limerick. You're supporting him in Limerick, and you're playing with him in Enniskillen.
That's right. For whatever ridiculous reason, in Enniskillen, he said, "Why don't you be the headliner, and I'll support you." He does kind things like that all the time. I'll be supporting him on two of the shows, and I'll be doing four shows on my own throughout the country.
Okay, and the Cheese Press is a venue that is well known to you, Ger.
Yeah, I'd say the last 9 or 10 years, I've been up there in different various shapes. You know, there's a great gang around in Enniskillen who come out and want to hear original music, and you know, and you think you'd have enough in Clare as it is with the traditional so strong, you know. But it's great to be supported, really, and it's great to be on the road again, because, you know, like a lot of people since the COVID, it's only getting back on the road now properly, and I got a nice kind of a dozen gigs around this time, well into June as well, and May and June. But after being so quiet for so long, it's just gorgeous to play in front of, you know, in rooms like that, in nice crowds who are willing to listen and support us, you know.
And Casey, Ger at least is still attaching his name to his records. Is it right, though, that very soon you won't be? This tour is called The Death of Casey Black. I mean, I've heard of, you know, David Bowie killing off his alter egos like Ziggy Stardust and Aladdin Sane, but you're going to kill off yourself to become somebody else, or have I got that wrong?
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yeah. I haven't quite figured out how to talk about it, because it's such a strange and personal thing, but Casey Black has gone through some stuff. And Casey Black is, it's hard for him to be kind of the artist that he wants to be. And for whatever reason, I was just kind of standing around in my house one night and I thought, you know, if my name was something else, I think I might be able to say the things that I want to say with a lot more ease. You know, Casey Black has a family. He has he works as a therapist during the day. He's got all this stuff. But for some reason, the name Nada Rien came to me and I was like, you know what? That's a dude who could do anything he wants to do. The literal sort of rush of freedom that I felt when that came to me was like, well, I guess I have to listen to that.
Okay, well, it's going to be a requiem. So this tour and the gig at the Cheese Press in Enniskillen, that's on Monday the 29th with Mick Flannery. You can catch Casey and other venues around the country as well. And Ger, your gig is part of a tour as well?
Yeah, it's Saturday the 27th. So every weekend there's been something which is great, you know. I mean, up and down the country a bit and not too much travelling, but not as far as Washington, but no, it's great to be, like I said, it's great to be on the road. And I have a few shows in Cork, in different parts of Cork, and I was in Bandon last week and up to Galway at some stage and up to Dublin in May, and you know, just like that, trying to find getting out there again, you know. It's a nice,
yeah, nice connecting with audiences again. Well, look, guys, I'm sure you'll have great crowds at both shows. I better finish up and let Casey get back to bed. So we appreciate you getting up early for us. Ger Wolf playing the Cheese Press in Enniskillen this coming Saturday, the 27th from 8 p.m. Same time on Monday the 29th when Casey Black turns up with Mick Flannery. And gentlemen, thank you so much to both of you for taking the time to join us on Morning Focus. We heard the Curra Road from Ger Wolf, so we're going to play The Sand of Santa Monica by Casey and Casey Black and Ger Wolf. Gentlemen, enjoy your shows and tours, and thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Thanks, Alan. Good luck, Casey.
Thank you.
And here it is, Casey Black, The Sand of Santa Monica. Stuff there. That is Casey Black with The Sand of Santa Monica, and you can see him in concert with Mick Flannery on April the 29th, that's Monday, at the Cheese Press in Enniskillen, and Ger Wolf playing at the Cheese Press 2 days before that on the Saturday. Both shows getting underway from 8 p.m.